Oh, Sybil.
Happy National Pancake Day.
It is?
Yes, it is.
Jay Anthony Brown.
It's also National Spell Check Day, but I'm taking Pancake Day, Sybil. You're absolutely right.
Spell check and proofreading. Yes,
no, sir. I'm going to let that one out. You can have that one. Give me Pancake Day.
I'll take proofreading. You take Pancake Day.
I'll take Pancake Day. Right, right.
Well, that would be a cheat day for diabetics, would it not?
That might be, yep.
Ah, all right.
What are you all upset about RG3? What? You just sound a little...
They cut RG3 yesterday.
I don't even know what happened to him.
He got hurt really bad, and his game was really bad, and...
I think it also his head got really bad.
What do you mean?
I think that once he became injured and he, you know, how the recovery takes and your response by your...
And the Redskins lost a lot of games.
By the Redskins. And it starts to play games with your head. And I think part of that...
So they cut him yesterday.
Not his hairstyle, just inside.
He's a man
really
without
inside.
A team? Oh.
Yeah. And his teammates didn't like him a lot because they said he talked too much.
He got cocky. Yeah.
He's a football player.
And so he got RG3.
Is free.
Is free. And who will pick him up? And will he be a starter?
Well, the Cowboys announced they don't want him. They did.
They announced it.
We got Romo. We don't want him. We don't need another bad quarterback. We already got one. Especially a black one. Are you crazy?
We got one bad white one.
We got one bad one right now.
Well, Hispanic.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, there will be no rim shots. Probably for the rest of the day.
No.
Probably for the rest of the day we'll get no rim shots.
We don't want him. We already got Romo.
We already got one.
And it happened on the same day that one of the most popular quarterbacks ever made his announcement of retirement yesterday. Okay. Yeah, which really,
isn't that weird?
Really, really
white retires, black man can't get a job. It never changes. It never changes.
That is it.
All right, Jacksonville, Florida. A would-be workplace mass shooting was foiled Monday when the gunman's automatic weapon jammed, giving his 11 co-workers time to escape.
Wow.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
He did manage to get off one shot, and he shot one of the co-workers, it says, in the backside.
Oh.
And
we know where that was.
He had only been working there. He had only been working at this place a month. They don't know what set him off.
But then he turned
But he left. He left. Went home, got his semi-automatic weapon. There it is again. The most common denominator of all these mass shootings.
So all these killers got one. You're absolutely right, man.
Semi-automatic weapons.
But why did, and I know this is awful to say, but why go through this at the workplace? Why not just do what he ended up doing?
Just shoot yourself.
Which was shooting himself. Why not?
Yeah.
Why do you have to put everybody else through your pain and your misery? What is it that goes through their heads that makes them decide, I'm going to take out everybody and make everybody as just horribly miserable as I am?
I know. Why don't you just take yourself out and be done with it?
And I know it's very cold-blooded and to say that, but if you... There's nothing more cold-blooded than to
I'm
kill
with you,
everyone.
Sid. I'm with you. And as you always tell me, why are you trying to make sense of this?
Yeah.
You always says that.
Yes, you're right.
That's
you're
the
right.
thing you always tell
not,
me.
Not to mention the guy who got shot in the ass is never going to let that down.
And then there's that.
Okay, all right, so I know, and then, I know he's going to kill everybody, but he shot one guy in the ass. And
what
that's
are
just,
the chances?
What are the chances?
The one shot one that he got off.
He shot a guy in the butt.
Dead in his butt.
That didn't say that in the copy, did it?
Yeah.
Why didn't you just kill me, Lord? What did I do? I gotta go to work every day and hit him.
Well, look who's back at work.
Look who it is.
His booty shot. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, why don't you just have a seat? Oh, I guess. okay.
God. Okay. That's mad. That's really...
We make joke. This is very serious.
It is very serious. Jacksonville, Florida. 11 people. 11 people ran out.
And one guy.
Thank God.
Had a jammed gun and one guy. All right. Let's go to Houston. Yesterday in rush hour traffic, a woman was dancing naked on top of a big rig, mm-hmm. and held up traffic for 2 hours before they could get her down. And she was nothing nice to look at
How
either.
Do you know that?
I seen pictures.
You seen pictures.
She may have been something nice to look at for somebody.
Okay.
he might not have been there at the time.
Okay, they say before firefighters talked her down at 11 a.m. 11 a.m. Authorities closed both sides of the highway while responding to the incident, backing traffic up for miles and baffling commuters. They didn't know what was going on.
Right.
They believe that the woman, who they have not yet identified, was involved in two separate hit-and-run traffic incidents in the Jersey Village, it says, just before the highway shut down. They believe the woman drove away from those two incidents where she parked her vehicle, stripped off all her clothes, and walked into traffic.
Wow.
Sparking a pileup and hours-long traffic. You got the picture up? Drawing dozens of spectators. And... The police said she just crawled up on the front of the truck and just started dancing.
Naked. Was she naked. Black? Doesn't say.
No, she's white.
She's white.
She's white.
Big white woman. Big naked white woman on top of a truck.
Big naked white woman on top of a truck.
Is that how you call that in? We got a big naked white woman on top of a truck.
At first, the police thought it was some kind of publicity stunt. They couldn't believe it. Then they showed the pictures. And I mean, she's a big naked white woman, and she's on top.
They got a big naked white woman on top of a truck. One Adam 12.
One Adam 12.
You remember that shit?
One Adam 12.
And the police had they said they were first. You know, our biggest challenge, it says, was treating the patient with respect and dignity, and getting her down safely. As commuters were shouting jokes and insults as they drove by.
Like D'Anthony Brown. And then some going, hey. Yeah, okay. And she obviously has issues because they said she was talking about all sorts of things like Wall Street, the CIA, and aliens.
I gotta go to the paper mill. Get your nigga ass down from there. Okay. One Adam 12.
Yeah, the one Adam 12 gets me every time.
One Adam 12 gets
I don't know why.
They couldn't get it down for
they
hours.
Couldn't get it down. I can't think of any more cop shows. Huh?
You can't?
Not right now. I can't.
They should have called Doc Tari.
Doc Tyra got it.
Get that stunt gun. Boom. She come falling down off the top of that truck.
But I think she is.
What?
Yeah.
You think she is?
I think she is.
She on my team? She's mighty light.
Yeah, this is Chips. Bring Chips. We got to get her down.